Beat 102 and 103 with Martin Jensen. Well, it is time for our television tips. And if you're that way inclined, Donald O'Donoghue from the RT Guide is just warning you now, as if you already didn't know, Game of Thrones is back. Not this week, Donald, but the week after.
Following week, exactly, 17th.
Okay, so lots of people are excited. Every time I think Game of Thrones, I think winter is coming.
Well, winter is here.
Yeah, that's I was thinking that was seasons and seasons ago.
I gather from the way you introduced it that you aren't a big fan of Game of Thrones.
Well, I've never seen it. And
haven't you?
And I feel a little bit... I feel like that child who's given too many Easter eggs at Easter time. I don't know really where to start. Should I start at the very beginning?
You have to start at the beginning.
How many seasons are there?
Ola, a friend of mine started Game of Thrones from the very beginning, about two months ago.
Okay.
Okay, of course, he had no life for the next 3 weeks, right? But he did watch the whole lot through to end of season six. So it is possible. It is doable. And he's addicted now. The thing I suppose we should make, it actually doesn't start this week, it starts the next week, the 17th of July. That's when winter is here. But this week is, on Wednesday, we have what's called a Thronecast, War Room.
Okay.
On Sky Atlantic, which is kind of, you don't watch though. It's basically behind the scenes, what it's all about. And this first one, which is at 9 o'clock on Wednesday on Sky Atlantic, has Sue Perkins. She's the host, and you have super fans like Jonathan Ross and Alan Murray in the studio with her talking about the new season, what's coming the new season.
Okay.
You know, I think my funniest story about Game of Thrones is I know you haven't watched it, but like it has fans like famous celebrity fans like Madonna, and also Snoop Dogg. And Snoop Dogg likes it because he says, as he said once, it gives him a great sense of history. You know, he's not really big in history, but a good sense of history. I'm thinking, what part of history where the dragons come from? Because I'd like to see that history book.
I am going to regurgitate that story like it's my own. That is just brilliant. I see here, Donald, there's 60 episodes so far. So
there
I'd
are.
Say I could get it over and done within a month.
I'd say so, absolutely.
I did two
yeah.
a night. Okay, I'll give it a go. And then I have the week after next. God,
well,
no,
if you want
yeah,
to get... Absolutely, yeah. And there's no point even watching. Like, I know all the fans listening will be wanting to watch Thronecast War Room on Wednesday on Sky Atlantic, because it does give you kind of a good introduction. It fills in all the back stuff from the last season and leads you into season 7. But if you are totally new, I wouldn't advise you to watch it because there'll be spoilers everywhere.
Okay, so I won't do that. But if you are a big fan, it's on Wednesday night. It's called Thronecast War Room, 9 p.m. on Sky Atlantic, if you're one of those lucky ones who has Sky Atlantic. Because I know sometimes... I curse myself not having it because they have so much
on
at the moment. Yeah,
it is a big one. I mean,
yeah, it really is.
Game of Thrones, yeah.
Let's talk about This Is Christy on RT1 at 9:35 on Tuesday about Christy Dignam. This is really interesting.
Mm.
This man, you know, he is just, he's back and singing. I saw him in concert in Waterford.
Absolutely.
A day tripper last summer.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and he
new album.
There. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. New album.
So this is a fly on the wall documentary.
It is, absolutely. It's funny. This is on Tuesday night on RT1, as I say, at 9:35. Mm-hmm. It's called This Is Christy, which is obviously a nod to one of Aslan's most famous songs, This Is. I suppose the other one people remember is Crazy World.
Yeah.
But Christy Dignam is an incredible character. I mean, as you said, the man is still going strong. He's been through the mill, basically. This documentary came about, actually, on the back of... he was on Tommy Tiernan's chat show back in March, and the production company asked him would he be interested in doing a documentary in his life.
Okay.
And he said, not really. Not really, because he has grandkids, and he says there's certain aspects of his life, well, the whole drug thing, he's a drug addict, and he didn't really want his... kids to be what his grandkids, I say, who are too young to understand that. But instead, as you rightly said, the producer suggested, why not a fly on the wall documentary? He's playing at the Ivy Gardens shortly, actually, in the middle of July.
Right.
And this fly on the wall documentary is leading up to
the
Ivy Gardens.
So there'll be some anecdotes and stories
absolutely,
as they do
yeah.
the whole build up towards
yeah.
their concert.
Yeah, he was saying in a recent interview with the RT Guide, actually, saying how he'd been very unwell, very ill some time ago. He had cancer, and the way he put himself, it attacked his heart. So now his heart is only operating at 2/3 capacity. So on stage, obviously, he can't push it too hard. And he finds even walking pretty tough. But he says what keeps him going, it kept him going a lot for all through the tough times. So the music, you know. He said like a few years ago, he sat in the hospital and he couldn't perform. He couldn't perform for 2 years.
Okay.
And he was in a really dark place mentally. But in those times, the music kept it going. And it still keep him going, actually.
And it's funny that you say that that he can't... he's very animated. The first time I saw Aslan was last year at Day Tripper here in the Southeast.
Okay.
And I thought he was such an animated person. He didn't move, like you said, he stood there. But he is well able to use hand gestures.
Absolutely.
He actually does this thing with his arms, with his two, like, is it forearms that he hits them both together?
That's right.
Don't like... can't do that. Can
yeah,
you do
you
it?
Yeah. No, I can't. What? Do your forearms hit them together?
Yeah, hit them together.
Okay, no. I just missed.
Yeah, I didn't even miss. I don't even get close to it. So he's an animated man, and yeah. Do you know what? He's taking what he can do now and creating great performances. So this should be a good documentary.
Absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely, I think it will be a very interesting documentary.
So it's this is Christy Orty one, 9:35 p.m. Tuesday. Definitely setting that one on the DVR. Definitely setting this one on the DVR as well. What an interesting, intriguing pick you have for us this week on Monday.
I didn't know anything about this actually. This is called on Monday night we have how to defuse a bomb, the Project Children's Story. It's on RT1 at 9:35 p.m. Tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
This was actually shown. The world premiere of this was last year at the Irish Film Institute in Dublin.
Okay.
It's a documentary about a man called Dennis Mulcahy, who was with the NYPD bomb squad.
Okay, so an Irish-American.
Irish-American, exactly. Irish immigrant. In 1975, he gathered a group of people together and in some way to help the children of Northern Ireland, who were obviously, the troubles were at the peak at the time, actually. So with a number of people, he set up Project Children. And over the next number of years, he brought 20,000 Catholic and Protestant children to suburban USA for summer-long visits.
Wow!
And this is like children like from both sides of the divide. And when they're out of their own turf, out of their own territory, they found like, well, you know, the other person isn't that bad. Like, they aren't as demonic as we thought, as led to believe, you know? It is a great story. And the premiere was last September, I think, in Dublin. The actual documentary itself, they used footage. There was an actual TV film made about it, actually, back in the 1970s. So they got footage from that TV film. And they also have contributions from Bill Clinton and the late Martin McGuinness. And also, probably most interestingly, they talk with the now adult children who tell their own personal stories of what it meant to them back then and what it means to them now to have been part of the Project Children. So
wow.
It is an interesting one, absolutely.
It's one of those stories that I think, you know, a certain group of people might know about it and then they tell it to someone and they think that is an amazing documentary, you know? Love the sound of it. How to Defuse a Bomb, the Project Children's Story. It's on RTÉ 1 at 9:35. What great picks. You also have on Tuesday, this is Christy, RTÉ 1 at 9:35 as well. It's like they're doing a week of documentaries. And on Wednesday, Thronecast, War Room, 9 p.m. on Sky Atlantic if you're into Game of Thrones.
I'm sure Snoop Dogg will be tuning in.
I'm sure he'll be. Hey, you watching First City?
A bit. Why? What's happening?
So Dermot was back.
Oh, that's right.
He was arrested and it was crazy. He kind of went a little bit crazy in an office. He pulled loads of things down.
Oh my God.
It was really weirdly shot. It was all kind of staccato. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds
so
pretty
crazy.
So
do you remember when Katie got out of the garage and I said I was never going to watch First
City
again?
Yeah, hang on a second.
Still sucked in, Dermot. I'm back calling you,
you're
Dermot.
You're back in again. Still actually, you're really sucked in. You're calling me Dermot now. You're calling me Katie next. This is really scary.
Then you know I'm really in trouble. But yeah, it was an interesting one on Thursday if you want to watch it on the RT
player.
Okay,
check it out on the player.
Yeah, if you're not in the documentary frame of mind.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, some brilliant stuff there, Donald. Thanks a million. And hopefully by the next time we talk, which is this day week, I will have watched five
next
or six episodes
of Game of Thrones.
Yeah, one season.
So you'll be very knowledgeable next week then.
Yeah,
Nora,
yeah. I'll just forget about my toddler
but you probably can't
and watch Game of Thrones.
City, so.
Thanks a million.
Thanks, Nora.